The Daily Talk Show, episode 571.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Hump day.
Yes, I've waddled on over here.
Mate, can I say, we just experienced 5 minutes ago the first iPhone-related injury in the studio. I mean, I thought it would come quicker than we've almost been in the studio now for, you know, probably 10 months, 11 months.
Yeah, so I was walking down the stairs. And I clearly, something that I've just learned, I think that we need to have, can we have a rule, no looking at phones going down the stairs?
Oh, dude, I don't.
Definitely.
But do you think, are you really not ever looking at your phone going down the stairs?
No, I can't. I can't hand on heart say that I haven't, but I have never experienced what happened to you. So explain what happened.
Well, so I was walking down the stairs and I thought that I'd gotten to the bottom and I hadn't. And so currently we have ice. I'll try and bring my leg up.
Yeah, you know? I mean, the flexibility, hopefully yoga's been paying off. Oh. Your foot looks blue, dude. What the?
And so we got a blue ice pack on it.
Yeah, he's got an ice pack on his foot.
And so, but I felt like a.
Oh, yeah. And I was rolling of the ankle. Do you roll it much? Like, are you a roll guy?
Never ever done this before. That's why it's a bit unique.
Some people are rollers. Amy, roller.
Really?
Reese Mitchell was a roller.
Is this how it looks? Like, as in the whole experience of me going, ow.
No, so what I've taken from being around rollers in my life is that, and I have more empathy now for rollers. So she'll do it, and sort of like go down and sort of like, and then hold it. And there's a moment of time where you don't know how bad it is.
Yeah.
Like you're going, it felt bad and something went down and I'm feeling pain. But then a lot of the time there's 5 minutes up, we're walking, we're off. And she goes, oh, that's a bit hard. Yeah. And so the click thing makes total sense. You're like, oh, fuck this. I've broken this. The pain is.
I thought it was so annoying.
The pain's there. It's like you're the Daily Talk Show full-time editor from now on.
Yeah. Well, I was like, I wonder if it means, can I use this as an excuse not to edit for the rest of the day? That's one of the few things I can do, isn't it?
Workers' compo?
Yeah, definitely. But no, I think there's a, it plays into a sedentary lifestyle. So there is, it's funny, like I've had to make some calls. I've had to say to Bree, hey, pick me up. But
we'll probably need Uber Eats tonight.
Yeah. I think so. Like, even though we've got muscle meals.
Nah, go the muscle meals.
I just feel, maybe I need to just, right, if I'm not going to be able, because I'm meant to do 10,000 steps a day.
Yeah.
And I was meant to be, I cancelled the walking with Pete.
Oh, that's right.
The other day because of the air quality, which seems like an excuse. But the air quality has been bad with the bushfires.
No, that's fair.
And so,
can you actually check Sev's, like, is there some website that you check air quality? I mean, there's probably apps.
Definitely.
But, like, just to understand what a normal reading is and what isn't.
And so, anyway, the air quality was bad the other day, the other night, and I actually felt it. I, as a kid, was an asthma. I know this is getting very medical for me. So, just I know how boring
you
it is.
You prefaced it with, you use it, these are the reasons I'm not doing the things that I should be doing. So, it's quite funny to
and
hear.
So, I was an asthmatic as a kid. Here's a question. Once an asthmatic, always an asthmatic?
Yeah, I'd say if you've had asthma before, you've played in the realm of having asthma. The thing is, when was the last time you used a Ventolin pump?
So I even had a preventative, the purple one.
No, I know, but when was the last time?
2003.
Yeah, so it's a very long time ago. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of asthmatics that will feel anxious if they don't have their puffer on them, if they're going away, if they're somewhere where they couldn't access it in case something happens. All right, yeah, I'd be more in that camp.
And because you did you get one in the US?
No, I took one with me.
Where did we get one?
I went to New Zealand and I forgot to bring one and I was like, oh, because it could be trees and bush, like shit that's causing the asthma, the air quality, whatever it is, exercise. And then I went to the chemist. You got to have a subscription.
Netflix or what are we talking?
Yeah, $14 a month. You got to have
everything's a bloody subscription now, isn't it? Your Ventolin.
You can
get cheese delivered. You get your Ventolin delivered.
No, you probably could in the States.
Prescription, yes.
Prescription.
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 Can you sort of give
previously subscribed?
So what's the I guess what's the not the definition, but can you deconstruct the word? You know how they have sort of the little, like they'll say, "Oh, this bit's Greek and this is this."
Yeah, bit of Spanish here.
Sebs is doing. You can keep telling the
story. Yeah. So right. Went in, asked for it. They're like, "Sorry, but you've got to go to the doctor." I'm like, "Yeah," I tried to talk through it, but it's legal. Yeah. You can't just go in and get codeine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I get it. But so what are you going to do with? What's someone going to do with an asthma puffer that you're not going to want?
That you're not going to want?
Like Demazin. Yeah, you can't get Demazin or whatever because of the
– This is the bullshit thing that I don't understand. Not Zyrax. There's a pills that you can take, Famvia, mm-hmm. for cold sores.
Yep.
Now, people with cold sores are suffering as it is visually. Mm-hmm. I'm one of them. These pills, you take three when you get it. And it just cuts its life in half.
What is it? What is it actually doing?
I don't know, but it basically, like, what I found was it sped up the whole cold sore. So it'd be like the next day you wake up, it's like
it's way worse.
No, it's pretty much done. It's pretty much done. So it doesn't go through
the whole life, though. It doesn't
like it. Yeah, it's not as severe.
Because remember, like Roaccutane, you were on Roaccutane, and so was I.
Yeah.
Roaccutane, you're. Acne would get way worse before it got better.
Worse before it gets better. Mm. So Famvia was on prescription and then it went off prescription.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I reckon there's something to do with the drug companies and the
pharmaceutical industries. Yeah.
And the government allowing things. So there's probably some, they're making more money.
Well, maybe it's like why we had so many issues trying to get our testosterone tested. Just because, or the vitamin D. The vitamin D was a big one.
Oh, yeah.
Because the preventative measure of improving your vitamin D is cheaper than getting the test. So they're just like, just take these.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, I'm glad, like, in some ways, I'm glad it's happened because it's given content for the show. Because I don't know what could have
been. It could have been a whole 8-week arc.
Yeah, like we don't know yet. We don't know where it's at.
Nah, you're fine. If you walked on it, so, and you were like, that's fine.
Well, however, remember when I was 13 and I was doing a Steve Irwin sketch.
What happened?
And I fell into a hole in the national park, my foot, and my mum said that she thought that I'd just sprained it and just you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, 6 weeks later, I went to the doctors. They x-rayed it and I had a fracture.
Mate.
Six weeks.
I reckon a lot of it's just it's just part of being a mum. Your kid hurts himself and you tell them it's not as bad as they think it is and then it is. Because my mum did the same, told her my wrist was broken. No, it's not. Went green stick fracture.
Where does your mind go when things happen like that? So my mind went, I should be having more calcium. I should have had dairy today.
The first one to go is don't look at your phone walking to the stairs. Mm. So you're all good.
But I don't how much calcium is in brie cheese? Can you look that up?
No, sure.
Can you just keep the other tab?
Just tell us
okay,
about
well,
that.
Okay, so just firstly, Kate Mead says, I'm a roller. That said, it was a drinking-related roller. The worst bit is that you don't feel it straight away.
Oh, that's on the drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so it's the opposite.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm a drinking roller. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
We'll find out. But yeah, what's prescription?
Prescription. So it comes from both Old French, which prescription, the right to something through long use, and then also from Latin, which is prescriptionum, a writing before order direction.
Okay.
Interesting.
And then the air quality index, I can't find. I've just been batching. I can't find previous data, but at the moment it's a 58, which is moderate, and it looks like earlier in the week it was up in red, which is around like 200. So that's unhealthy.
Can I just give you a compliment? I reckon you would be a great, what do you call them when they're working at the pharmacy? A pharmacist. I reckon you would be a great pharmacist. Nah, not the assistant. He'd be the pharmacist.
Yeah.
He'd be the guy you go to. I've got my prescription.
Mm-hmm.
Prescription.
Because you would
like this filled out. Like I just imagine him in sort of scrub looking, you know, sort of that sort of clinical white.
Yeah. Have you taken these before?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you go and find what's it called when you take something and there's side effects?
Oh, yeah.
Can you look up the side effects of Demazin and then just we want to buy Demazin and you tell us what the side effects are?
Yeah, yeah. So we're playing it out. You are the guy who is the pharmacist.
You're the pharmacist.
You're fresh. You're working at Chemist Warehouse right now.
So do they would you have given us a number or something and we would like sit down? Is that how far? I haven't been. This is the worst thing. When I sprained my ankle or whatever's just happened just now, I reckon like as I did, I was like, admin, like the idea of going to the doctor or whatever. Oh, yeah. I don't want to do any of that shit.
Nah. So some of them, depending on how busy they are, a lot of them, they just, you just-
Be a wait here.
We'll be here in 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. One guy, yeah, okay. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
Okay, and so role play. Yeah. I'm getting the Demazin and Tommy is just my partner who's with me.
Yeah.
Great. So you've just handed over the prescription note to me from the doctor.
Yeah. And you were
fantastic. I've gone out back and I've grabbed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Josh, before you use this, the recommended dosage I've written on the piece of paper, make sure you take it twice a day and as written on the sheet. Side effects, unlikely, but make sure you refrain from driving because there's potential drowsiness, dizziness. There's a dry mouth and sore throat, so have some water. Stay hydrated, potential headache, upset stomach, constipation, and you might have trouble sleeping.
Are they saying all of them?
Yeah, there's a lot.
If these persist, come back and let me know and I'll send you to the GP.
Personable. Sounds like he's reading, which he was. But sounds very textbook. A lot of them sound textbook.
They have to.
The reason I give you that compliment is because I was in Sydney with a roller and we went for a walk.
Was it Amy?
It was my wife. No role on this walk. We did Bondi to Bronte.
Yeah.
Very lovely walk.
How far? How many kilometres?
Oh, it'd be three, you know, maybe three, but it's
return?
Wrapping around. Oh. No, it's probably two. Three, wrapping around the coastline. So it's like beautiful sort of hilly
stairs.
On the ocean, stairs. Yeah. It's a nightmare for a roller, to be honest. Yeah. It is. It's every fucking landscape you can imagine. Anyhow, we saw this. It's a bit of police action going on. Mm-hmm. A guy was bleeding from the nose and then we're just walking up and I was just observing, just taking in everything as I do. Mm-hmm. And then these cops walk past and they were on foot. Like there's a bunch of them. We saw heaps of cops on foot. It was New Year's Day and we were just getting a nice walk in the morning, but they were just patrolling, obviously just making sure it's all rigidage on New Year's Day. And Amy says to me, "You'd be a great cop." And I was just, would I? Like, that's really nice. And what I've realized is when you're told that you would be great at something you probably will never be, you can feel really great.
Mm-hmm.
It's this amazing moment where you're like, and then when you think you would be as well, when you think you would be a good cop, which is what I think I would be, It's amazing. It's so much better than ever becoming a cop.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ever becoming the thing that the person says that you'd be great at.
But also like do you think you're more cop-like during the day?
Oh, my chest went up. My chest went up.
Just always holding your holster. I bought a holster. Why? You don't have a gun.
Come in, guys.
Just bought a radio.
But then I started looking around like I was a cop, like what's going on here? You know, like trying to assess the scene.
Mm. Well, Nikki Glaser talks about this, the comedian. She says whenever someone gives you a blowjob, the first thing you have to say is you are the best at it.
Why do you have to say that?
That was the best thing ever because it sets this expectation around like, oh, am I? And it's like in their mind.
Yeah.
They know now that they're very good at blowjobs. And so what do people who are good at stuff do?
Practice.
More blowjobs.
I'm the best. I get to spread this knowledge of my
abilities. Well, it's a skill. Abilities. Like people want to be good at good things, right?
Yeah. Can you, Mr.
Sev? And so they get better at it.
They do it more so they get better potentially.
Yeah. So can you, Sev, I've given you one. Now I need you to go to Josh and tell him about something he would be great at that he probably won't ever become.
Harvey blowjobs.
Oh man.
That I'm never going to become. But I could, okay. So is it real?
I mean, am I going to become a cop? Like there's a 99% chance I'm not going to.
But it needs to be like detailed. It needs to be almost like an archetype or a character, like something that we can all connect with.
I don't know if you'll be able to connect to it.
Okay.
But I feel like you could be some sort of, I reckon, neurosurgeon. You know why? I reckon you'd be great at delivering the news that they've got a tumor in their head. No, seriously. Just from being coming from it from an empathetic side of, sure. I mean, not empathetic, but you know, you'd deliver it nicely.
So when you do bad work or whatever, you think I do a good job of saying,
like, yeah, but it's more like, here are the next steps. Like, mm-hmm. this is what we can do. And so that sort of information that you need to deliver in a time of like, oh my God, I've got something in my head. Uh-huh. I think you'd be great at that.
Solution focused.
Oh, I feel good.
Yeah.
No, I really do.
Yeah, I think also, dude, your hands are surgeon hands. Softest hands I've ever felt.
Yeah.
You've not lifted anything heavy in your life.
Thank you.
And they great control.
Great, like.
Do you reckon great control? I don't know about great control. What does that mean?
I think you're.
Geez, I do. I'm very surgeon like now.
Oh, yeah. You just put his hand out to check if it's shaking.
And also, there'd be a lot of adrenaline. I'd have a lot of adrenaline right now given my accident.
You understand technology very well. So I think you'd get your head around the robot tools.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So one thing. So what about.
Meticulous.
What about the opposite end, which is things that we say that we're not.
Good at?
Good at.
All right, you got to start that then.
So potentially like maths. Like, I think a lot of people have a thing with maths. Like, I'm not good at maths.
Oh, I wouldn't be a good writer, like a book writer. Mm. Like, I couldn't write a novel.
And so, I wonder how we can shift to these things. Like, maybe it's not true. Maybe I'm, like, amazing at maths, but it just wasn't set out right in school. Like, they did it wrong.
Yeah.
Textbook was wrong.
Tiff says you've got well-moisturized hands.
I very much. I don't know what it is.
Dude, I think... You've either got soft hands or you've got rough hands that you moisturize. These are rough hands that you moisturize. Like, they're still not going to be that soft. Like, some people, I think, just have baby bum hands.
Mm. Mm.
That's the one issue I have with – I was thinking about going on a jet ski. I'd like to go on a jet ski.
I'd love that.
I've heard that there's –
I've got my license, bro. I can take you. You actually can't drive it unless we go No, but you can't. It's so annoying. You can't even like have me on the back.
It's so annoying when your mate's just shit.
But we can go to Noosa, mm-hmm. and there's like a different.
What if why don't I just get my license?
It's a fucking a lot of admin, dude.
You did it.
Yeah, but no, you could do it. You'd be great at it, actually. You'd be great at going.
But isn't there?
You'd be really good at doing the day. So it's like a full day, mm-hmm. and you learn about it. Then you do question and answer at the end.
You could be the guy that does all the licenses and all the courses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but is that because of the flying planes?
You sleep too well.
Yeah.
And if you were standing up, you wouldn't be sleeping.
You'd be good at flying planes.
Very process driven. I don't know. Like, it's very.
Oh, 97 would be great.
70 systems before you take off.
I can imagine, really.
As a pilot.
Yeah. You've also got the frame, like the body type of a pilot.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Just like.
No, he's lean. Like,
yeah,
he's
pretty lean.
You're quite. I don't want to say thin. It's insulting to you because you work so hard.
No, but I could just imagine like a nice leather belt and a white shirt.
Yeah, you know what you could do? You could be a captain. You could be a boat.
Sort of the sleazy pilot.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if you nod off. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a problem.
When I think about what are the captains, I straight away go into like the guy who like, jumped off the boat first in Greece or whatever, you know.
Is that what happened? Oh, yeah. Casey Neistat, the one that Casey Neistat went to, or is that a different one?
Yeah, no, same one. I could imagine ship captains could have neck beards and it would be completely okay.
I mean, to be honest, when I went to Singapore to film the Royal Caribbean renovation on one of their huge ships, I met the captain. Lovely little fella.
Mm.
Little fella though,
really?
he was no stereotype of a pilot. He was, yes, hello.
Oh, that's nice.
He was so lovely, really engaging, didn't seem sleazy. I mean, I didn't see him after hours.
Yeah, and that's where it all happens. But I've been thinking about maps as well. You know how I watched that series, Russia to Iran, with the Leveson, Brooke?
No? I don't know who
is it. It's Leveson Wood.
Wood, the adventurer. But
yeah.
I was watching the credits at the end and they were like maps provided by as a credit.
What were the maps in the – is there a vision of maps in the film?
You know what? Yeah, you've nailed it.
Yeah.
I did because I was thinking, I'm like, why do they – Like, why don't they just use Google Maps? Yeah. But I reckon that's it's the artwork within those maps. Mm. But it, I went to their website about the maps, and there was also another company called Secret Compass. And Secret Compass specialize in extreme travel. So if you want to go to North Korea, if you want to go to Iran, if you want to go to any of these places. No one wants to go to
Iran right now, dude.
It's not ideal what's happening.
It'd be scary going there. I'll tell you the one thing that I don't usually start thinking about buying shit that I see pushed to me like through ads on Instagram and shit in YouTube. The one thing that I have thought about buying is this map that you can roll out, and it's like a scratchy.
Yeah, it's
and a you pain can in the scratch. Well, we've seen off,
you do a scratch. Use a scratchy,
no, but you can. Hopefully, this one's better.
Scratch off where you've been.
Scratch off where you've been, and then so you see on this map, you visually like, because it seems more timeless than a calendar, or more useful than a, just a big world map.
Like it's Tall Gronk has a massive map at his place. All his whole. Like, family, they each of the houses have this massive map.
Is it like a nautical? Is it something to do with like a?
What's the different? What is a nautical map?
So something relating to the ocean.
What like would that look like?
Like I don't know, but it's something that would maybe show up more of what's happening in the ocean, the channels and stuff to understand. Like you could imagine, there's no use really for the land. They're just going to know where the land is. And so they need to understand the waters more.
Yeah, sure.
And so I could imagine that.
Why do you imagine Pete has one
of
those?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I just thought
that maybe
he'd look good. Pete, you would look good as a sailor.
He would too. he absolutely would.
Going to a white party, he would look great. Oh, like in a
crisp white shirt.
But, he could have his own yacht.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pete on a yacht.
Definitely imagine that.
Pete, you'd be a great millionaire living your life on
yacht. Oh, definitely. No, he would fit that in really well.
I hope he's feeling really good and thinks that he would be a great one too at that.
The no, but the map thing I think is interesting. Like the idea of I've got an atlas. And it's the talking admin finding the path, like finding where you want to look, the countries and all that sort of thing, and turning it. Something very nice about having it on a wall and just being able to really, like, could you plan? How many people are using a wall map to plan a holiday?
Not many, because there's Google Maps.
Mm, yeah.
And Google Earth.
Do you remember when Google Earth, I remember Google Earth when it first came out, before Google Maps even, I feel.
I can't, I mean. Can't
do you remember?
No, not really.
So I feel like it was even like a EXE or something. Like you had to download something and it was very much like always started at like the Earth. It felt a little bit more like solar system-y.
I mean, it sounds like something a neurosurgeon would stumble across in the early days of its inception.
I would love to be a neurosurgeon.
Tiff says Leveson Wood is a dreamboat. Get him on the show.
He is.
Yeah?
Yeah, I kept... Whenever I watch things, I'm always like, could I be that guy?
And I need to see what he looks like.
Well, you know, the first thing that comes up when you Google him is Explorer Leveson Wood on becoming a sex symbol.
Really? Yeah, he has.
That's the YouTube video.
Yes.
He's a good looking bloke.
I mean, he's rugged. He knows
how to
weather a storm, doesn't he? Look at him.
I don't reckon he wears SPF 50.
Well,
just throwing it out there. Not to sort of cancel him, but
Leveson Wood does not use sunscreen when he's in debt.
Cancelled
20 SPF. You're cancelled, dog.
Yeah, dog. Yeah. Maybe we could do that. Maybe we could. But anyway, the. But no, I was looking. I was like, I think I could. Hey, if he's just walking, if all he does is walk. I mean, not anymore. Now that I've rolled my ankle,
that's so. Yeah. Like, look at him.
He's a good-looking dude.
Yeah,
he's got it.
And so.
Have you gotten into Man vs. Wild?
No, nah, it's fake? Too showy.
Yeah.
It's too much rah-rah.
No, I get it.
And
why? It was great.
I loved it.
No, I think that it's almost like...
Hang on. Who told us recently that they... Didn't you have a life-size cutout of Bear Grylls?
No, that's the Stig.
Who's the Stig?
From Top Gear.
That's definitely a... Back in the day, Mr. 97,
No, but I loved
movie stores, you could get that shit.
I loved Bear Grylls as well. Bear Grylls and the Stig, they were my favourite. I loved them so much.
Why?
I don't know. The Stig...
One's living in the fast lane and the others...
So no, but I used to... No, just... I mean, just all the hacks that Bear Grylls came up with.
Life hacks.
I loved watching all of his stuff. Like, we've got DVDs and stuff of it. It was great.
So, the thing with Bear Grylls, I just felt like too... The great thing about Leveson is you get a sense that he's just using smaller cameras.
Leveson would think that Bear Grylls is a fuckboy.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. No. You're onto something.
Yeah, he'd be Bear like, Grylls, nah,
I get the sense that Bear Grylls is like Jamie Drury on Backyard Blitz.
A bit more obscure. Bloom, what's his name? The filmmaker, Bloom.
Philip Bloom
thinking that Peter McKinnon's a cuck.
Does he really?
No, but I can you imagine? Yeah. Like it's a, he's I mean, like one's a not more of an old OG.
Yeah.
What I'm saying it's is,
a bit
is
more
like
Philip Bloom's a little bit more crusty and angry.
Yeah, but he's old school and he's been doing it for years. One of the OG people reviewing cameras and shit, cinematographer. But I could just imagine him looking at the new school and being
just
like
not into it. But yeah, I could imagine that too. But the
Jem says his skin is damaged. Still sexy, big dick energy, and then Tiff says 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, yeah.
The jury's out for Leveson.
There we go. But the
can we send this bit to Leveson's PR? Yeah,
I would love to have Leveson on, seriously. And the other, so this is some of the things. So the stories I tell myself, right? When you see people that like you aspire to be, or you try and maybe sometimes compare yourself a little bit, and so then you're like, well, I bet he can't do this, or I bet he can't do that, right? And
so I bet you Leveson's never heard himself down the stairs while on his phone.
No, I was thinking this. I was like, I wonder, I bet you Leveson, like, he might be good with his hands, but I bet you he's fucking not very good at,
like what?
Writing, maybe, or something like that, right? Anyway,
he's probably got a lot of time to think about it.
And so I looked up, he's fucking written so many books. It's like, that's annoying. I'm like, oh,
what else?
Right, so he's written some books. Oh, that's all good. And then I was like, but walking, no big deal. But then he starts fucking climbing a rock on with ropes, and
he knows how to tie knots.
That's a sore point for me.
Oh no,
because you want to be the guy that knows how to tie lots of knots.
Yeah, which plays into the whole me wanting to be a captain.
Yeah. What else is he good at? He's good.
So
at
he's good at.
Has he got kids?
So one thing, no, he definitely doesn't. No,
man, he's
you
a
could
man
you
of
could
the world.
Get into his.
How old is he? How long have I got?
I think he was
38, 39.
37. Is he only 37?
Okay, yeah. So I've got eight. How many books has he written?
Give me a sec.
I mean, at 37 after the adventures, like he could be in his 40s. Like he looks sort of like that man. Like
Yeah, he's very
captured in time.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Yeah, 10 books.
10 books.
10 books at 37.
And how many?
He's
what
done right.
The fuck? That's like.
So I think his movies, his like docos or TV shows, they've been put into books.
Oh, he's had a ghostwriter.
Oh, so he's okay. Yeah, can buy a fucking ghostwriter? I'll get Harry to write me a book.
Do you reckon we could find someone to write us a book based on the 3,500 episodes that we do?
Yeah.
Over the 10 years, like someone could listen, hear the stories, and write it.
Well, that's what Howard Stern, the radio presenter, did.
You find an amazing writer.
Mm-hmm. And so they
barefoot to write our book.
Yeah, he'd be good at it.
Yeah,
it'd be very hyperbolic.
Moment Josh nearly died, big media company.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, Jem says, "I reckon I'd know what he'd be good at."
Who?
Leveson.
Leveson. Yeah, yeah, Leveson's definitely got that vibe. Definitely, he's got a great accent. He's
got a missus or a hubby.
Yeah, what's his deal? Give us his dimensions.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a whole...
His frame.
What's that website that was turned
can I
real
guess?
Sleazy?
So I reckon...
What was that website that turned real
Wikipedia?
Sleazy? No. The one that was like, end up being a Tumblr.
Oh, Tumblr. No, Tumblr's gone away from porn.
Oh, they cancelled it.
Yeah. But the... no, I wonder... my guess is he is 5'11". And he's 76 kilos.
It's pretty heavy for 5'11". He's for an adventurer, maybe.
6'7".
What?
No.
No, he's not.
Are you sure?
He's not 6'7". he's as tall as Tall Gronk.
He's 205 centimetres.
Shit.
Nah.
That's, if you type up his height, that's what comes out.
Leveson.
That is.
We need to watch... 205 centimetres.
Not that
his
I
weight.
Care.
Oh, his waist is 94.8 kg.
It fluctuates between 94 and 115. The guy is a beast, dude.
Leveson, are you kidding me?
Yeah, definitely.
Mate, Leveson would.
Jem Watts is not wrong about that big dick energy.
Nah.
How I stay fit. Get the gloss.
Bullshit. Look at him next to his wife.
What do you mean? She could be a beast. What,
she's 6'7"?
How I stay fit. Dude, he's a big man.
You think he's 6'7"? So he's written 10 books.
How annoying. You're handsome. You can travel the world.
How does explore. He would have to fly business.
Oh, look at this. He's an ambassador for a number of charities.
Go fuck yourself, Levison.
Including the Tusk Trust.
You know what?
The Glacier Trust.
Start by using sunscreen.
The Soldiers Charity. Oh, he was in the army, the 77th Brigade.
Okay.
Cancelled.
Yeah, no, no, no.
It's far
is
out.
Is he really? Levison. I actually don't buy the height thing.
It's so annoying also that he's only 37.
Look at him there.
Yeah, but I mean, he's. It says.
What,
it.
His mate is 6'8"?
He only hangs around. Not dates. That
I. The funny thing is, I don't actually care. No, no, no.
He only dates.
So if you look
models,
so if you look
tall.
If you look at that photo and you see like tall Gronk, for instance, we're 6'2".
But no, the thing about you and I, we're always pictured next to each other. And then people are always like, you guys are pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
Hamish and Andy, those guys are huge, but you don't think about it because you're just seeing them together.
Anyway, I just don't think that Levison's 6'7". What is it? What's 97 doing?
He's just run out. I don't know.
He's actually gone out of the. What are you doing, Sevs?
Someone's here.
Is Amy or Bree?
No, it could be
Bree.
Here.
I think it must be Bree.
Anyway, that's funny.
Okay.
Levison is. Can we get a photo of Levison in the office?
I would
like
love
a hero
that.
Wall.
Yeah.
It is Bree.
G'day, Bree.
Bree's come to pick up Bree's the patient.
Yeah, it's off. and Heath is here too.
And Heath.
I love that top.
That
it's
is
great.
A cool top.
Elise.
Would Levison wear it?
Yeah, we've been talking about a guy named Levison Wood, who's this quite a attractive adventurer.
Yeah, big dick
anyway,
energy.
Anyway, big dick. Big dick. Not any, just big dick. What's the difference?
Yeah, that is true. When someone says big dick energy, all you're talking about is like they've got a huge knob and then you're just talking about the energy it would put out.
Yeah, no, I get it.
You know, it's like some polite way of saying, sir, you have a massive
big penis.
Dick. You know what I mean?
Are you saying the Dalai Lama? If he's 6'7", Dalai Lama is 6'4".
Can you look up the Dalai Lama? Let's do this.
What's the height of the Dalai Lama?
We found a photo of him and Mr. D. And now we're just
1.7 meters.
1.7.
So let me have a look at that. So that means he'd be 6.
Nah, 1.7.
If I'm 180,
70, 80, 90. Nah. Nah,
Levison, nah.
35 centimetres more.
He's look, this guy. This guy's taller than him.
Nah. I think, mate, if there's one.
Can you
one
find
thing,
another
I'd
source,
if,
Steps?
I'd love it if on somewhere on the internet it said that I was 205.
Oh, he's a major. He's got a hat on and stuff. I love Levison. I'd love to get him on the show.
Anyway, let's hope.
If he's 6'7", how tall is his mate? There's actually, we've got a photo where there is a guy who is probably 30 centimetres taller than him.
So anyway, at least.
I don't care, but I just think it's interesting. Have you found anything?
No, I haven't found anything. So he doesn't have a significant other.
Mm-hmm.
He aims for 3,000 words a day from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m.
That he writes?
Yep. Wakes up at 7:30 a.m. after 8 hours sleep and at least 2 snoozes.
He's got it dialed in. He has.
Oh, wow. He's had wolves, leopards, and elephants loitering around his tents. Okay.
He camps with multiple tents. Hey, can you, anyone else?
Scrambled egg for breakfast, mozzarella and avocado salad
for
lunch.
No, I'm done with Levison.
Curry for dinner.
Nah, done with Levison.
It's almost keto.
He's the ideal man.
No,
can you, anyone else on the Facebook live, Mr. 90 says, before we go? And you want to finish off with a bit of admin, don't you?
Jem says there's a big difference. I have big dick energy. BDE and actual dick size are completely different. Michelle Obama, BDE. Jane Fonda, BDE. You've angered me. Do not disrespect BDE.
Now, why does it have to be a dick referring to a woman? Why can't it be big vagina energy?
Oh, yeah,
BVE. Let's bring that back.
Do you look
bring
that
it
up?
To the forward.
Is BVE
forefront.
A thing?
Big vagina energy. Just someone who commands a room with their vagina. I like that. Let's get BVE going if it's not already. I mean, I can't say it, but.
Is there anything on
I
BVE?
Can't.
I'm sure there is.
Women.
It's called.
Nothing.
Urban Dictionary, big pussy energy, BPE.
And what does it mean?
An abundance of power and fearlessness.
There we go.
Transferred into confident actions.
I like that.
I think they're the same thing.
BPE.
If you've got BPE, you got BDE.
Yeah.
Anyway, Graham, any podcast reviews, Sebs?
Yeah, we got a podcast review from T_4401, exclamation mark.
How do you get that? How do you get that?
Huh? What do you mean?
How do you get that username?
When you go, if you are leaving a review for the first time, you just...
You got to write it in.
You have to put a username, and most of them are taken.
So that's pretty specific to get there, to whatever that was.
Well, they've probably just given up. They've probably tried like...
And they're just like,
yeah,
whatever. Okay. Anyway.
This podcast is excellent. No wanky plugs, no narcissistic combos, just good, natural and funny banter while sometimes touching on more serious topics. Have taken many points away from conversations with people I probably haven't heard of or would never have taken time to listen to directly. Have recommended to many. Keep up the great work.
That's nice.
Great.
Anything Thanks for
else? Also, okay, go on.
Also got another one. Daily Format Innovators. From Javerez. As a fellow podcast host who's also hosted Josh and Tommy on my own weekly show, I can say with absolute assurance that this is the best daily show in Australia. The sheer effort that goes into what they do is unimaginable and it rolls off like it's effortless. High quality guests, good banter and an engaged audience. What more could you ask for?
Do you think Leveson has someone reading his reviews to him? Like, we're getting Mr. 97?
Just some big babies. just needing...
A couple of narcissistic conversations. Yeah,
nah. Do you think the one where they said they don't do any wanky plugs came after the Venture IP?
But what does that mean, though? I don't get it, but I...
Nah, so that came in on the 6th.
Yeah, but what does it mean? What does it mean? What is no wanky plugs? Like, I want to know, can you send us whoever that was... An email.
Yeah, what is a wanky plug? Because I don't want to do wanky plugs.
Yeah, we need that.
Anything else on the Facebook before we go? Very quickly.
By the way, that was just the same day as the Venture IP one.
Okay.
Tiff says, Gem's on fire. Gem says, I've done it for you.
All right. Great. All right, it's a Daily Talk Show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com is the email address if you want to send us an email. Otherwise, I'm off to ice my foot. It's very hot. I'm feeling very hot.
Yeah, anyway. Rice.
All right, cool.
That one? Rest, ice.
I don't know. Well, 97's pulled out his whole app with everything he needs.
Isn't it Rice? Is it Rice? Is the acronym Rice?
Yeah, it's the updated one is RICER. Rest, ice, compression, elevate, and then refer if they need to for further medical attention.
As said by a beautiful pharmacist, Mr. 97.
Okay. That's Daily Talk Show. See you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.